Howard Benson. Your life, your stories.
This is BBC Radio Oxford.
18 minutes after 8, just going to take a couple of moments, if you don't mind, just to share a bit of personal news with you. As I'm sure you're hearing, there's going to be some changes here at BBC Radio Oxford. I'm really sad to tell you that after 2 years presenting this show and trying to make it the very best it can be, a show with hopefully a likeable personality, one that doesn't take itself too seriously, a programme that still gives you all the news and information that you expect, but above all, a show that is about you, the audience, the people who ultimately matter. But unfortunately, it appears that's not enough, certainly in the view of our temporary managing editor anyway. But I'm massively disappointed to be leaving you at this time of the day. What I'm certainly not going to do is, because I've got too much respect for you as our audience and too much self-respect as well, is to sit here and air any dirty laundry. Certainly not my style, but as ever with radio, it's all about the audience. You will have the final say. So I'm not going to dwell on why all this is happening. Just let me tell you what is happening. From next Monday, David Prever is going to be sitting in as the permanent host of the show. I genuinely wish David all the best and a safe drive in from St Albans of a morning. I'm going to be playing musical chairs with David and presenting the new Hometime show from 4 o'clock. That starts on Monday the 13th, so I will be talking to you from then. I'm not here next week. Of course, I will say goodbye on Friday, but as there's a lot of you listening right now, I just want to say a massive thank you, actually, for your company over the last couple of years doing this show. Hopefully the last 2 years have been fun, getting to know each other. It's certainly made me smile. Hopefully it's made you smile as well. I might have brightened up a dull school run or made a long queue on the A34 pass just a little easier, or been the first cheery voice you hear of a day when that alarm goes off in the morning. So thank you for being there. And please do come and find me on the dial from 4 o'clock on the 13th for something a little bit different. So I will see you then. 20 past 8's the time.